Bill Burns. We're coming to your neighborhood. Welcome to Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Anderson. I hope you were dancing when that music was playing, because life should be a celebration. Oh, yeah. Very much. And there's nothing better than having a good time. That's what life should be all about. Good times all the time. Let's leave those deadbeats behind. We want to get our share of life, and we want to get it twice. Tell you what, this, we have to talk about it. Hey, this is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. And if you have something important to share, this is your moment in time to give it to the audience, the BBS. Internet audience. Radio Free America, that's what I call this show. Sure, the name is Connect the Dots, but it's also Radio Free America, where we can talk about things that you're not going to hear on mainstream media and never will, as long as the bad guys still run the show. Most people don't realize it was like a gigantic protest against totalitarianism in London. Yeah. Not to mention on mainstream media. You know, because mainstream media, they are run by the totalitarians. So they want to pretend that didn't even happen. Hundreds of thousands of people in London, English people. None of those foreigners were in the crowd. The ones that come there for the freebies. You know who I'm talking about. And, of course, the biggest story of the week, not really, but they're playing it out. You know, the masters of the dog and pony show masters are playing it out there. Trump was found guilty on 34 counts. And, this is to show you how much they want to focus on this. It's unbelievable. I watch the different news shows on free TV, which is mainstream media. And the BBC, they have a half-hour show of world news. That's all they talked about for a half hour, as if nothing else was happening in the world. And they didn't give any mention about the upcoming protest against totalitarianism. Not even one message about it. Of course, it just happened today, yesterday, something like that. But chances are it's not going to even get mentioned. Only people on the internet who follow these things, and they rebroadcast the news on the internet. I pick it up on Twitter. I'm a second-class citizen on Twitter because that's where it's at. It's a two-tier system now. If you pay the money for the blue check, yeah, the machines work more for you. If you're not willing to pay the extortion money from Elon's extortion plan, if you don't want to participate in that, the machines put you on the back burner and you don't get noticed too much. You know, it's a two-tier system. Well, I'm on the back burner. I'm not going to succumb to being extorted money by a rich man, billionaire. You know, he's ruined Twitter since he got on it, really. What do aspect of the billionaire isn't all about common people. And it's everybody has money to pay. Get out. So the big story was Trump. They got that. And in the local news stations here in the New York area, of course, it's New York, it was Haverty in New York, they like devoted like two-thirds of their new show, up to the whole new show, depending on what network they were listening to, and they were just babbling on about things, you know. I mean, how much is there to say? Okay, jury found him guilty, 34 counts, and they want to drag that out for a half an hour. And then the helicopter flying over the outside the courthouse, and they have all the black limos out there just waiting for Trump to walk out, as if Jesus Christ was showing up or something. And outside there were small groups of anti-Trump people and small groups of Trump supporters. Nothing violent really happened, so no big deal, but Trump made the statement. He comes out, I mean, he is like, you know, the ringleader of the dog and pony show, I hate to say it, comes out and said, no justice, you know. The read did blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we know that. But then he said, the people are going to decide in November. This is just acting. The people aren't going to decide anything, really. I mean, if you paid attention to what happened in the last election, Democrats won by cheating. That's it. And it's going to be the same thing this election. And you people are being conned. The people in America are all being conned to participate in the 2024 dog and pony show. You know, you can sit on this side of the field and vote for the Republicans, or you can sit on that side of the field and vote for the Democrats. It's an us versus them game. And you're still playing along. You're still complying that this is how to do it. It's not. You know, and that's the only reason I'm running for president is Reagan Kennedy. Because I'm offering the people real justice, not political bullshit, you know? The only way the Democrats and Republicans will ever get along in the Congress is if there's somebody who's doesn't like either one of them, someone who has the ingenuity to get opposing sides to learn how to get along and do something for the American people and not just the elites. Not to mention, of course, and they're not mentioning, but I'm mentioning it, hey, you know, it's we're living in the United States Corporation. That's it, United States Inc., whatever you want to call it. But it's not the original United States of America. You know, there's some debate as to when it changed. Some people say 1861, others say 1871. But it was that long ago that America went into being a corporation. That's why the legal system is so screwed up, because the corporations follow the law of the sea, you know, and that's why the courtrooms are set up like the judge is sitting behind, like he's on the deck of the sailing ship, you know, and. They've made all these decrees and statutes that are not really laws, but they've conned you into playing along with it. And they've conned the police into enforcing these statutes and whatever that are not really laws. That's part of the problem. That's why we all have to stop complying with the way things are set up. I mean, they're the grounds for a same old repeat of the last election. In fact, it is a repeat. Same two candidates, we could say, except the Biden one. I don't know. Is it going to be a clone or one of the higher Biden lookalikes that's actually going to be running? I mean, the word's out there by several sources that Biden was actually killed for treason a day after he took the oath fraudulently at the wrong time and with the wrong gun salutes and all that stuff. Look into it. But besides that, if we go back to 1861, 1871, that was like at the point of the, that was the end of the United States of America when the corporation took over. Like, we're living in a corporate world now. And everybody was born in hospitals and stuff. The nurses tricked you into signing your mother, tricked your mother into signing your legality away. When she signed those papers, they listed you as a dead vessel, and your they set up a trust in your honor of your death by citizenship. Some of the joke. And we all have trust money out there that has been traded since the day we were born and scandalous. I hear there's a way to get it. I'm not, I don't have the insight on that. Other people do, though, if you go looking out there. So, you know, there it is, Trump saying that the American people are going to decide. They're going to go out and vote. And it'll be, according to the line pollsters and the line counters and all of the cheating that will be going on, it'll be a tight race, you know, pretty much. And even though in reality Biden is such a loser, I mean, first of all, it might not even be the real Biden, but he's still running on the Biden name, whomever that may be. And again, the political party that cheats the best will call victory. But there's a way to stop this. First of all, stop complying by participating in this us versus them game, where it has to be Democrats or Republicans. That is a recipe for total failure. There will never be any success with that recipe, and you will be in conflict till the end of time, which is not that far away. But you need to understand, people, if you're listening to my voice and you're living in America, stop complying with a fraudulent system. First of all, it's a U.S. corporation. You know, the political parties are servants of the wealthy or the New World Order groups. They are not serving you. They have, when was the last time that Congress served the people in America? Nobody can remember. But and they give your tax money away. Why would you want to vote for these parties that are willing to send your tax dollars away to get more people killed over in the Ukraine or in Palestine? Huh? Why would you send... if they asked you, most of us would say, no, we don't want to support somebody else's war. And we don't want to participate in the killing of other people. You know, let them people figure out their own things in their own backyard. You know, when the Constitution and the America was formed, it was understood that we would stay out of other people's business. And, you know, there is no respect for the Constitution. The joke is anyway, there is with the Constitution down in D.C. Another important point about this election is the electoral system is no good. It's another way to cheat, you know? Another way to cheat. Plus, there's something we need to really find out that, and that's one reason I'm running again doing this, but without a support team, it's like I'm not even running, you know? But if you're in America, you should be wanting to support somebody that's 1,000 times smarter than Biden and 1,000 times smarter than Trump. anything Trump can do, I can do, and I can do it better. But he can't do 1/100 of what I can do. And Biden, forget about, like, you know, that's not even a reality case there. But nevertheless, he'll get close to, you know, if the Democrats are good at cheating, he'll win the election again. If you participate in their plan, the only way to beat them is to vote for an Reagan candidate to the point of, if I can get enough votes to get a majority of people in every state, then we'll find out if the electoral voters are really going to give me their electoral votes. It's never been put to the test, but we need to put it to the test. And this is the election to do it in. You know, we got two candidates running that there's half the country is dissatisfied with one, half the country's dissatisfied with the other. You know, these people shouldn't even be running, you know? And then there's the other mystery solution. Some say, well, because Biden didn't really win the presidency and he was assassinated for treason, killed for treason, executed for treason right at the election, that Trump should still be the president. But he's only the president of the corporation. And sure, I'm running for the president of the corporation too, because by getting that top spot, it'll be easy to dismantle from the top down. You know, these things have to be taken from the top down, not the other way around. People have been protesting and they're doing, making attempts from the bottom up, and they never work. It has to be done from the top down. You know, Trump has claimed to have done, brought back the Constitution, but he didn't do it. Because whatever he did, everyone just ignored him. You know, if you tell somebody to do something and they don't do it, and they ignore you, well, it's meaningless. So regardless of what he signed or whatever, it added up to zero. Because nothing has changed. We still got the Democrats and the Republicans. We still got the us versus them game. And I'm telling you, use some common sense. The only way to break it, this thing up, is for a right-wing candidate to win a popular vote in as many states as possible, of course. And then we'll find out, are the electors liars, deceivers, or are they going to follow the law as it's written that they should give their votes to electoral votes to the person with the most votes in that state? And I'm claiming if you're an American and you don't consider voting for me, you don't have a brain. I'm going to tell you right now. If you vote for Biden, you're stupid. And if you vote for Trump, you're stupid. And if you don't like that, that's too bad. But I'm qualified enough to make that statement. And so you ought to take what I'm saying seriously. I'm the guy who has the game plan to pull this out. But if I can't get your support, if you don't have the guts to take a new path through the woods, follow me on a, and I'm cutting the new path through the woods, join up behind me and support me. If you don't have the guts to do that, don't even think of calling yourself a patriot, because if you vote for the Democrat or the Republican, you are just, you know, you're a pawn, and they're a big game of chess, and they are not going to change anything, the political parties. But a man who knows how to, like myself, knows how to take command of the situation with the authority of the President of the United States, I will, I mean, if it's the corporate President of the United States, I will be able to set everything right in one term, probably all within the first year, simply by the power of suggesting and using my authority to order people to do a few things. Yeah. It won't be that difficult. I'm the guy that says it's easy. You know, anybody who says it's hard, they don't know what they're talking about. But when you do know what you're talking about, and you do know how to get results, it's easy. And as far as proving I'm more qualified than anyone, well, Biden is not anybody's more qualified than him. You Trump lovers, I'll tell you right now, I'll call his bluff right now. You go, then we'll get your boy Trump and ask him if he had the guts to beat me on anything. And I'll prove to you that how stupid he really is. I'd like to floor with him anytime, any place, anywhere, and I guarantee he would never take the challenge, you know? But if you Trump lovers, go ahead, get him out there. Tell him there's somebody willing to debate him on everything, because I want to show everyone that this guy, you know, compared to a street person like myself, he don't know crap, you know? And if he does know all this stuff, why is he holding back the truth, you know? He was the president for 4 years, so he has to know something about the aliens and the dealings with extraterrestrials. You know, we should be talking about that. Yeah. Of course, the dark aliens, the negative aliens, they don't want anyone talking about that because they're bad guys. They're here to use us and abuse us, turn us into slave labor. And guess what? U.S. government is playing along with that. They've been playing along with it for a long time. Other governments, world governments have done it too. I think it started first with maybe with the started thousands of years ago, really. But in modern times, probably the Germans before World War II started to interact with the dark alien forces. And then, as soon as the war was, Germany was so cold defeated they ever really were. But victory was claimed. All of a sudden, all the people working with the ETs and all the mad scientists came to America. Yeah. Who did that? Democrats and Republicans allowed that to happen. Look at all the problems in America. Who's to blame? Democrats and Republicans. But yeah, you're going to November, you're going to vote for, oh, my Republican Party or my Democratic Party. The people, no, it doesn't matter who you vote for, they're not going to do anything for you. It's time to wake up. It's going to take someone who doesn't have allegiance to them. And the only way to actually win a popular vote in the presidential election, you have to do it as a writing candidate. If you form a political party, you have to jump through too many hoops. You have to spend so much money, and they'll know everything you're doing. But the only way I'm going to win the presidency is if people wake up and listen and understand, yes, somebody's running for president, and all you have to do is go to the voting roll and write in his name. At least it's a hope of something happening. And if all the Democrats, if you go to my website, hey, that's what I'm asking, all registered Democrats and Republicans vote for me, well, I've got the election. And then you ought to seriously think about that. Because your political parties that you've been favoring all your lives have let you down your whole life. Think about it. What did they really do for you? Nothing. They've raised taxes. They've taken away your rights. They allowed you to be killed with poisonous vaccines. Huh? They put us all in jeopardy in so many ways. They're allowing people to be physically harmed with 5G frequencies. You know, from the cell phone towers. Come on, wake up. Why do you want to vote for people, you know, or a political party, which is really, they're a gang, you know? They're not human beings anymore. They're a gang of elites. Why do you want to vote for a gang of elites and a presidential candidate who's going to be a member of one of those gangs of elites? Why do you want to vote? Why would you even consider voting for Trump as a billionaire? Same thing with the Biden name. You know, you're voting for people with money. And, you know, money people don't know how to take care of the people that don't have the money. And they have no great solutions. They never have. Look at the history of the political parties. Did they ever really have any great solutions? The biggest things they ever did was really sell you down the river, allow the DA to be formed, a foreign company to print our money, IRS, another foreign company. I learned that recently. It's horrifying, right? IRS, a foreign company. You know, they've allowed all these bad things to happen to us. They allow laws that allow crazy doctors to experiment on people, sell you bad medicine, and you can't sue them. Those laws were made by the Democrats and Republicans. I tell you one thing, it wouldn't happen under my watch. So, you know, stop complying with these criminals. Yeah, everyone in the Congress is basically a criminal because they're not following the Constitution. And they're also just social criminals because they don't do anything for the people they're supposed to represent. They do it all for big money. There has to be big money in it. That's what, you know, that's why they like to throw. I mean, why do we got to keep playing along with this? If you vote for a Democrat or Republican in 2024, you're approving that it's okay for this charade to continue. Where the only time they pass anything is Congress. It's a lot of money going to somebody else where half of it will fall back into their pocket. Don't tell me it isn't like that. I don't even have to prove it. You know? So much for that, but pass the word around. Hey, there's a write-in candidate. That's me, Tom Edison. Visit my site. You see, I'm a normal person. I've got solutions to everything. You know how many people will die and how many houses will get ruined from flooding in America between now and the election? Plenty of people are going to be harmed by adverse weather conditions, which are being created by the New World Order on purpose to make people suffer. You know, they have to please their demonic friends, demons like to see people suffer. But 20 years ago, I invented foolproof flood control on my own. I proved it. I did it. I had a piece of property. It would flood out, and I figured out how to set it up so no matter how much it rained, I could disperse the water. And that's foolproof flood control. Can do it anywhere, any place, anywhere. And then anytime I gave up, anytime I tried to contact state agency, federal agency, nobody was interested in foolproof flood control. Nobody ever got back to me. The only immediate response I got, oh, the Army Corps of Engineers handles that. The Army Corps of Engineers are idiots compared to me. If they knew real flood control, all their plans would be foolproof, but they're not. Their dams break, their levees break, and they don't have a plan to anticipate extra rainfall. You know? I should be teaching at the West Point there to teach the Army Corps of Engineers how to do real flood control, but they wouldn't be interested in that. You know, they think they know it all. And they have the authority to go in like they know it all. So, again, a common person like myself, I don't have access to doing anything. Even though I have a lot of knowledge, the only way I'll get that knowledge out is by being the person. And you ought to want someone like me who has solutions. Hey, I have a friendly... I'm going to talk one more minute on this and end it with the political stuff. I have a cell phone friendly website. It's the same one from the last election when I was a writing candidate. So it's going to be 2020presidenttomedison.com. Spelled just like it sounds. And, It's up and running, and it's got all different things on there. I've got videos. I talk about taking care of everyone. I even have a joke one for 30 seconds. And listen to what I have to say. Listen to what's on print there about solving problems, border problems, no problem. Ending school violence, no problem. It takes ingenuity. It doesn't take Democrats or Republicans to do this because they're basically brain dead. All they know is how to con people, promise them anything to get elected, and then wheel and deal to make yourself some money on the side. Why do you want to waste your presidential vote on either one of the big parties. And the only way a third party will never win, third political party, the only way to beat these guys and see and put the electoral vote system to the test is by supporting a write-in candidate. 2020 President Tom Edison.com. And when you go to the site, it'll say 2024 then. But I was going to waste my time and money to set up an identical site just with, to have the number different. So it also proves that I ran the last election. 2020 President Tom Edison.com. G-O-N-E-D-I-S-O-N. And we all know how to spell president. 2020 President Tom Edison.com. Okay, I guess it's time to move along here. And stop complying. And I have to say that. Stop complying with the political parties and then stop complying with the ridiculous laws. I said it before and I'll continue to say it. Take off your seatbelt. It's oppression. It's government oppression. There's nowhere in the Constitution saying that you have to wear a seatbelt. This is oppression by the political parties, which are ruled by the New World Order, which wants to oppress everyone. And stop complying with that. There's no logic to it either. Sure, there's a few small people that, specific situations where it might be wise for someone to wear a seatbelt. But the rest of us are being oppressed. You know, that small percentage is maybe 1 out of 100 people need to wear a seatbelt. The rest of us are being oppressed to comply with a law that is only beneficial to 1 out of 100 people. It might be beneficial only 1 out of 1,000 people. So have some guts. Show some background. Take off your damn seatbelt. And we all, of course, we understand the cop pulls up, the dumpster is behind you. Yeah, put your seatbelt on. You don't want to get a ticket. Imagine, talk about tickets for seatbelts. You know, when you're in New York City, it's really, you get in your car, it's only 3 minutes away. You can be in New Jersey or you're in Connecticut. It's not hard to get out of New York City. And so I cross the river, I'm driving in Jersey, and I start seeing these electronic signs on the highway. I mean, even at least in that state, talk about oppression. The oppression, extends over to electronic street signs that are paid for by the taxpayers. And they're oppressing you. They're saying, click it or kick it, referring to the seatbelts. Again, trying to force this down people's throats that they have to wear seatbelts, even though maybe only 1 in 1,000 people need to wear it. But they want everyone to wear it because it's oppression. It's government forcing you to do something, and they just love that. And they smear it in your face, like putting it on an electric sign, put some weight behind their oppression, you know, further remind you, obey. And then I'm riding along, there's another electric sign. And they have the audacity to use these signs, electronic signs, to really be insulting, you know. Don't be a knucklehead. Can you believe that? I'm driving along a highway in this place called New Jersey. And up there on a big, gigantic sign over the highway, don't be a knucklehead. And then it was followed by, drive slow. I mean, oppression. Unbelievable. And to talk to the general public like that, don't be a knucklehead. I mean, that's out of the Three Stooges. So you're saying that we're Three Stooges, that we're all a bunch of Stooges, and government knows what's best for us. I mean, that's why we that's what's in that state, oppressive road signs. And they have other ones too, you know. And that's what they're using their road signs for. Wasting electricity, wasting people's money, plus the cost of putting up these electronic signs. You know, they might be of some value if there's an accident or something, but just to run these things 24/7 and put oppressive language up on it, and sickening. Government out of control. Well, hey, this is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. If you have a phone, you can participate. That's another thing. Man, there is an epidemic of unresponsiveness in this world. You know, it's everywhere. Just total unresponsiveness. The majority of people have been infected with the plague of unresponsiveness. Like I'm on Twitter, you see, they give you some supposedly accurate facts. So somebody makes a post, you know, has a picture of something usually, and then a caption on it. And it will say, viewed by 200,000 people, okay? And then you look at the responses, maybe 200 people responded. 200,000 people viewed something, but only 200 bothered to respond. Now, that says there is a plague of unresponsiveness out there, where there's such little participation. And participation is necessary for people to get along. And, of course, government, perfect example. No matter how many protests you do, you get close to no results. It's sad but true. Unresponsiveness, you know. And, of course, the politicians, oh, they're really smart nowadays. They know that they don't have to do a damn thing. You know, you could protest every day from now to doomsday, and they can just ignore you and get away with it. I mean, is this any way to have a government? No. Do you have any, I have to get back to the political parties. They look like you, and they tell you your vote counts. We all know now it's the electoral Congress that decides the presidency, not the voters. But if every Democrat and every Republican voted for me, and I got a popular victory, and the electors did their job and gave me all the electoral votes, well, then we could say your vote counts. But unless that happens, your vote really doesn't count for that much, especially in the day and age when they have electronic voting machines, which you can cheat so easily with. And hey, isn't it funny? No one is talking about changing the machines, which further goes to prove both political parties are planning on winning the election by cheating. They want machines, voting machines that they can delete votes and add votes to at the click of a keyboard. Click the key on a keyboard. And it's done that easily. Who can monitor the insides working of a computer? You can't watch it while it's happening. Meanwhile, I invented a foolproof voting system, and I tried to get states to be interested in nobody. And the states are the ones who hold the elections, But, yeah, there could be foolproof voting, but nobody is interested in that. I assure you, if I was to be the president, they couldn't stop me from introducing it then. And then we could all have it. And I'd have the right to call in the news people from mainstream media and start talking about the things that they refuse to talk about. Get away with it. How about that? And that's the kind of president you want. You know, Trump had to learn a few things while he was president, but he doesn't want me to talk about him. You know, for whatever reason, who knows? But he should have been talking about many things that were happening when he was the president, and he wasn't talking about them. You know, we're not talking about stupid things like Kennedy there, or the bad characters I'm going to get rid of. It's a stupid conversation to talk, because look what happened to him. They got rid of him. But there's plenty of things that can be talked about that the public would like to know, but no Democrat or Republican is ever going to tell you, because they don't want to lose their bribe money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not interested in bribe money. I'm interested in sharing the truth. I mean, like, the truth is, you know, free energy exists. The patents on it are all being held back by people who bought them out, because the oil companies want you to keep buying fuel. And the other companies involved in all that stuff, they want to keep the status quo. And that's why we don't have free energy. But at least, you know, I'm talking about it. Free energy exists. I believe Tesla proved it exists, you know. And we have anti-gravity devices. Of course, you know, there's so much money invested in keeping the status quo that money bribes politicians that, no, don't introduce anything new that might be beneficial to people. You know, the price of a car will go down, a vehicle. It used to be a cartoon from the last century. It was full of the Jetsons, where people rode around in vehicles, but they were all floating in it. Anti-gravity vehicles. They didn't need tires. There's expensive right there. You don't need an expensive transmission. You don't need an expensive computer formulated motor. And the price of the car would go down dramatically. so much to gain. But the people who sell the tires, the people that make the gasoline motors, the people that make the computer parts, they all wouldn't be making profit anymore. So, I mean, what's more important? That the few who continue making profit, or that the people be given a break? Well, all these things are going to be given to us eventually. And we need to start talking about, yeah, the rest of the galaxy, the rest of the universe is coming here to visit, whether you like it or not. It's a done deal. I've been following this for over 10 years, and it's a done deal. It's happening. And it's going to happen during the watch of the next presidency. That should be a major job of the next president, to get the people ready for what's happening. When it's coming down. And we have already been told that there is something called galactic codex, which everybody, once we join up with the rest of the universe, we've been in quarantine because of the bad guys, and we're almost free of all the bad guys and all the bad computer systems. And there's going to be this energy whoosh called the event. And right after that, they are going to land. Different groups from different star systems are going to make first contact with humanity. And they're going to bring us into the Galactic Confederation. And the rules of the Galactic Confederation are all ruled by something called the Galactic Codex. And we're going to become part of that here on planet Earth. And the old ways are going to be fading by the wayside, whether we like it or not. So we need to prepare for what's coming. Plus, we'll get full disclosure. Plus, we'll get replicators. We'll get medical bits, real medicine, not this crap, allopathic crap, where they stick needles in you and put poisons in you to try to pretend they're doing something for you and destroy your body and keep you addicted to things. That's their game plan, you know, so the big pharmaceutical CEOs can wallow in the money. All that's coming to an end. And so we need to, the next president of the United States needs to be organizing society to get ready for what's coming. And one of the things I find interesting, whether you like it or not, we've been told once we join the galactic, the rest of the galaxy, the rest of the universe, and become part of the bigger family of humans and other creatures living in the universe, there are no judges or lawyers permitted. So those people need to be informed about that. Do you hear Biden or Trump talking about this kind of stuff? Well, I'm talking about it because I know who all the players are and what's going on behind the scenes. And this is a done deal. It's going to happen, you know, kind of like a Bible prophecy. Nobody knows the exact date, but we know the approximate time, which will be 2025. Absolutely. And this will be the last president that is elected by the system we have. This is the last election, as we know, elections here on Earth, as far as the United States goes. So you might want to consider doing something special this election. Vote for a right-wing candidate to break the ice on the stronghold of the ultra-rich elite political parties that only serve the ultra-rich elite around the world. They're pawns now. They're all pawns of the New World Order. They're not going to get to set up their New World Order, unfortunately. Oh, it's good for us, the regular people, but their delusions of grandeur, the New World Order, is falling apart as I speak. And one of the factors involved is the projection of love. And the bringing in of light. Light dissipates darkness. Negative ETs, negative New World Order puppets, they are darkness. And they control us through fear, and might is right, and compliance. They trick us into complying to the ridiculous things they want us to do, you know? Like putting on a seatbelt when you don't feel you want it, but forcing you to do it. And then brainwashing you while you're riding down the highway, telling you you better click your seatbelt or we're going to give you a punch you down and give you a ticket, you know? And we're going to cause you financial suffering. And that's how we'll get you to do what we want you to do. Never mind if it makes sense or not, but you know, we're the oppressive government. And you're nothing but a bunch of knuckleheads. And we're not afraid to tell you that we think you're nothing but knuckleheads out there because you're not driving slow. You know, they've gone crazy here on the East Coast. They've city speed limit in New York was always 30 miles an hour on the city streets. Then they dropped it down to 25. I'm not sure if they actually dropped it down to 20 now, but there are certain areas they got signs of ever, even in that place called New Jersey, they got signs of 15 miles an hour. This is insane, you know? I mean, the problem isn't the people are driving too fast. The problem is that the people walking are not aware, you know? Ever since they put those gave the the people, the rate, it's not true in all states, but out here on the East Coast, the people, the rate to stop the traffic, if you're walking, the traffic has to stop if you're walking in a crosswalk to cross the street. And regardless of light, anything, you know, you have to stop and let these people cross. And these people don't look. They think because, oh, the law says I can cross the street whenever I want, all the cars have to stop. But they're not even bothering to look because there might be a motorist who's not paying attention and they'll slam right into you. But if you were looking around, you would see that car wasn't stopping and you'd stop and let the car go by the way it was always done. You know? They're just making people stupider. Of course, that's part of the plan. Get them to think less. And of course, people, you know, and they want you in your phone 24/7. They want you to live your life through your cell phone. And many people have no problem with that, you know. Then they want to harass you when you're driving on the road that you can't use a cell phone while you're driving. You know, I mean, sure, there is some common sense to that, but there's all kinds of problems with cell phones. People rely too much on them. It creates a new type of cyber crime that people can be tracked, or you name it. Problems. Once upon a time, people talk to each other. Now you're driving, you know, I'm driving around all the time. Two people walking down the street, both of them have cell phones on. They're not talking to each other. You know, that was normal behavior once upon a time. Two people walking down the street, they talk to each other, you know, unless they were mutes or something. And now they don't talk to each other. Each one has their cell phone looking at what they want to look at, and they just walk alongside each other, all looking at something different and of course, missing life as they're passing it by, you know. From the minute they get on the sidewalk to the minute they get to their next destination, they're looking at that damn cell phone. You know, they're not looking at the street, the sky. You know, no wonder why there's not enough people complaining about chemtrails, because they're not looking up. They get their head buried in the cell phone. That's another thing. You know, the power of our mind is way beyond what we were ever told or what we've been lied to believe its limitations. If you're walking down the street and you bother to look up and see the chemtrails, use your mind to transmute them. Consciously think, I call on the assistance of the universe to transmute these harmful chemtrails into harmless particles. And believe it, and it will happen. The power of mind over matter. You're doing something. Yeah. And let me see, about 11 and a half hours. So look at your clock now. Figure out about 11 and a half hours is a global meditation for peace. We need peace. And the best way to bring peace is through global meditations, believe it or not. Because the people of these areas that are in conflict, the governments don't want peace. They never want peace. Because governments make profits off wars. And governments are all controlled by the New World Order, which wants chaos, killing, and suffering everywhere. Because that will help them gain control of everyone. Except it's not going to work out. They've got these two wars going, big ones now, the one in Gaza, and you can count three in Sudan probably too. But it's not going to go beyond that. But they'd like it to. And everybody giving aid to Israel, everybody giving aid to Ukraine, they're helping create more suffering And of course, it's the government's doing this. It's not the people. Again, we need some new laws. And that's what you need. A president of the United States is going to propose some new laws and persuade the Congress to pass them. But something like money for some other country to use for weapons so they can go and kill other people, we don't want to participate in that, really. I mean, believe me, I'm probably the only guy in the world who knows how to do this with the authority of the President of the United States, but I can, in a very short time, end the war in Palestine. So if you want the war ended, maybe you ought to think about voting for me. The other candidates, they wouldn't even know where to begin. I could do the same thing for the Ukraine, too. Using the authority of the President of the United States, yeah, I could end that war, too. Because all it takes is a little ingenuity and using the authority you have properly. Right now, I don't have any authority except to do this radio show. That's it. I try to influence people to do what's best for humanity. Projecting love will gather love, yes. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. You know, if we all followed the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, we wouldn't be fighting and angry at each other. And we need to be friendly, smile, courteous, generous. But at the same time, we have to be diligent to watch out for those who are looking to harm us. And we need to close the border. It's so friggin' easy to do. Just takes a little ingenuity, you know? No, that big expensive wall that, you know, it was going to attempt to do something, but, I mean, it was never going to be completed because it cost too much money. And, you know, there's a better way, an easier way to stop the people flooding over the border. I mean, first of all, it should be a moratorium. No more people coming into the U.S. Because all these people coming in now, they don't want to contribute. They want to come here into the freebies. And who's helping them get the freebies? U.S. Congress, yeah. They're, you know, and in some of the states, helping them get the freebies. Keyword, government. Yeah, they're the problem. Well, government needs to be dismantled slowly. And only a president who doesn't owe allegiance to the New World Order or a political party can begin to make some progress in those things and give the people more control. Because, you know, I can't say just go back to the Constitution. That's a good place to start. But we need to alter the Constitution World War II too, where the people have more power. Because, and more means to get rid of people that aren't doing their job. We need some new laws for that. But first, we really need to get rid of the corporation and to bring back the real United States of America. Political parties are not going to do that because the political parties belong to the corporation. Think about it. Okay, hey, what's calling radio show? I guess the phone lines were jammed so much that no caller could get through. Anyhow, hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. And anybody, just call in radio show anytime somebody's got something important to say. Hey, call in Saturday night, you know, Central Time, PBS, Internet Radio. 8 p.m. Central Time. I'm on the East Coast. It's 9 p.m. here in New York City. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to ask you to give you the countdown and take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want a joint down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.